USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are mourning the death of Queen Elizabeth. A statement said the Queen was a steadying presence in a world of constant change for decades. The Biden citing the Queen's unwavering commitment to duty and the imperishable power of her example. Other world leaders reacting to her death, including Canadian Prime Minister. Other leaders reacting to the death of the Queen, including Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
She was thoughtful, wise, curious, helpful, funny, and so much more.
Her son Charles, the Prince of Wales, will assume the throne and will go by King Charles III. A public defender will represent the man accused of kidnapping and killing Eliza Fletcher in Memphis. Cleotha Henderson was in court on Thursday. That's where a judge denied a motion for the public defender's office to be removed from the case because of a conflict of interest due to previous representations of Henderson in a prior kidnapping case. Border agents are keeping millions of dollars of drugs out of California communities. The Border Patrol saying agents seized about $2.8 million worth of drugs at the Calexico and Andre ports of entry in Imperial County over the course of a week. The Pentagon is stopping deliveries of the F-35 aircraft due to a part being made in China. That's a violation of defense acquisition rules, but the Pentagon explains it's not a security issue. Lockheed Martin has already found another source for the part. Top Biden administration officials will be on the road to mark the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The White House saying the president will speak at the Pentagon. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and the second gentleman will be in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
California's grid operator continues to warn that continuous record high temperatures could lead to rolling outages. Appearing on Fox Business, Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall criticizes the state's energy policies, claiming they're expensive and unreliable.
I think energy policy, environmental policy, we should always talk about those together, but we have to take into account affordability and reliability.
Last week, lawmakers in California passed a bill that invests over $50 billion in climate change measures while supporting the state's last nuclear power plant. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is declaring a public emergency over the illegal immigrants being bused from Texas. Bowser saying her city is creating a special office to deal with the influx of illegal immigrants. Roughly 8,000 have been dropped off by Texas over the span of about 5 months. The mayor and other city leaders in the district proudly claim they're a sanctuary city. Most Americans want a maximum age limit for elected officials. That's according to a new poll from CBS News and YouGov. Over 70% of those polled say there should be an upper age restriction that would force lawmakers to leave office. Only 27% say they didn't agree with the idea. 70 received the most votes for what the appropriate age cutoff would be. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.